And the one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people, because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem. Now, I don't care whether you clap or not, but I'm saying to you that we need to solve this problem because they are going to kill us. And I will leave on that. So we have to just set up our own system and stop playing and get very serious and not be diverted.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It's fucking March 22nd, Wednesday, 2023. It's almost the 23rd. Fuck it. We'll shit out a show tonight. Fuck it. We'll shit out a show. I'm not editing it a lot, though. Just, I'm going to put two random clips at the front and end, and I'm going to throw it together, and you're going to get a couple stories. Boom! And you could thank Primus Peelus because you donated like $25. So here you go. Enjoy. Thank you, Primus. This is your show. You should have given me a comment or something and told me what to do. But oh well, you're just going to get random shit out show. That's what you're getting. Enjoy. Happening. Russia to use yuan. How the fuck you say it? Stupid Chinese currency that's worthless, but now not so much, I guess, or something. For trade with Asia, Africa, etc. Meanwhile, and then talk about holy fuck, the money's gone, and the finale this timeline. First, Russia's gonna use the yuan. It's gonna use Chinese Mooney. It's gonna use Chinese Mooney. Okay. QL. QL. That's neat. That's good. That's something. Something, I guess. Cool. Yep. I mean, the US dollar is dead. The petrodollar is dead. Everything's fucking dead. It's all fucked. America's fucked. We're all fucked. Everything's crashing. That's good. Everything crashed today. I told you. I fucking told you guys. Guys, I've nailed it every time. I was like, it's gonna go up this day, it's gonna go up this day, it's gonna go down this day. I've literally been right every single fucking day. It's so simple. So fucking simple to call. Said I wanted Trump to be arrested. I didn't say he was gonna be arrested. I said I wanted him to be arrested, not that he was going to be arrested. I said it was probably not gonna happen. It's probably two more weeks, always wins. It's the it's how 4chan works. It's how everything works. So fucking stupid. Next thread, holy fuck, money's gone, it's all fucking gone, we've been Jewed, there's a... So while China and Russia merged together to form a super Ultra Saiyan fighter, fusion or something, America's banks are missing hundreds of billions of dollars, probably trillions or something, probably. Yep. Wow, that's how they paid for the GameStop stock. That's how they paid for it. That's how they got their money back. Holy fuck, who would've thunk? And for the final thread of the day, this timeline is just... Russia recruits Steven Seagal to teach martial arts to soldiers. Steven fucking Seagal is teaching martial arts to soldiers? Holy fucking shit. Holy fucking shit. Incredible. Insane. Crazy. That's something. That's crazy. I guess we'll just comment on the front board. Why not? Fuck, that was a short show. Easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy show. Grains of sand making a heap or something. Holy fucking wall of feminist text. Tomorrow's the day Trump is going down. Yeah, two more weeks, bitch. What happens tomorrow? Everything crumbles to dust. Everything crumbles to dust tomorrow. That's what happens tomorrow. Come on, man. Tomorrow's Thursday. So everything crumbles to dust. That's what's gonna happen. Oh my gosh, this stupid... How'd she steal all of our hearts, post? Fucking retarded. This woman is retarded. Everything's retarded about that stupid. Great. What are your thoughts on lowlies, Paul? Should they be mainstream? Should they be fully legalized? Lowlies. Lowlies for everybody. Robot. Robo lowlies for everybody. Robo lowly. You get a robot lowly. You get a robot lowly. Everybody gets a robot lowly. Yeah, there's no fucking news, and YouTube banned me, so no shows on YouTube for a week. So just, I don't even think And the thing with Odyssey is it doesn't notify you when people are live. So, I mean, I kind of fuckled it all up by not being it on at 8 o'clock today. Sorry, I was upset or marooned at YouTube. Motherfuckers. Whatever. I'll be on Odyssey the rest of the week, though, so you'll have that. I'll be there. I was grumpy today. You get grumpy Lou show. Grumpy Lou. I implore you to look into raw meat, Lou. The carnivore diet is BS, but the primal diet is essentially Okay, first off, the carnivore diet is not bullshit. Ketogenic diets are good. You know, throw some... A little bit of carbs. You gotta throw a little bit of carbs in there. Like, even Cole says you should have, like, 10% carbs or 15% carbs, but the rest should be meat and stuff, you know? A little bit of veggies. Why not? But you should be mostly... You should be in ketosis at all times. That annoys people when I say that word, but I don't care. It's true. I feel the best and the greatest when I'm like that. I should go back to that. I feel terrible and crap all the time right now. Basically, it's based on the fact germ theory is wrong. Well, that's not good because I think germ theory is right. So, I mean, I think germ theory is relatively right. You know, you get sick and you get antibodies to diseases. That's how vaccines work. I mean, real vaccines where you inject a piece of the disease into yourself and then become immune to said disease, like smallpox and chickenpox, etc. Okay, those vaccines work. Those work and are real. The mRNA vaccine, where they changed the definition of vaccine, that is not a real vaccine. That isn't even a fucking vaccine. That's DNA therapy is what that is. Primal diet. Fuck the primal diet and fuck living in the past. We live in the future. We're not cavemen anymore. Figure it out. That intro was 10 out of 10. Biden's You're Never Gonna Be a Woman was amazing. Well, that I'm pretty sure that's what got me banned off of YouTube, so glad you liked it. YouTube didn't. YouTube didn't like it. YouTube fucking banned me for it. It's fucking assholes. Wanna keep me going? Keep that money flowing. Keep that money flowing. But, I mean, that's really the only reason I'm doing a fucking show today. It's a really shitty show. This is the quality you get. This is the quality of greed, guys. This is the quality of greed. Really. Greed, I really love how in One Piece, greed was the traitor. That's just so great. So perfect. So perfect. Greed. Greed is the real evil enemy. I'm glad you liked the intro. I kind of just threw it together. Oh well. That's what I do with the whole show. Dude, I do a show every single fucking day. I record it, I edit it, I do everything. Every single fucking day. Thank you for watching every single day. I appreciate it. Put a lot of fucking work in. Holy fucking nothing to talk about. Oh, look at this ASMR. This chick... I'll close the show up by talking about Katharina a little bit. This girl, this lady... And I'll talk about YouTube algorithms, okay? The rise and fall of YouTube algorithm. Okay, because I understand the YouTube algorithm well. So does this bitch now. God. Katharina ASMR.
Hi, Alexa. How are you?
It's so... YouTube is so frustrating. YouTube takes everything great about YouTube, they take and they crush. Okay? I followed this girl when she had 900 people watching her. Less than 900. She had like 500 followers. She had 200 followers. No one knew who she was. Okay? I commented on every video. She would put hearts on it. That's why I put hearts on every video, because every single person she would reply to, she would put hearts on. She was so nice. She would always talk to everybody. She would always completely interact with the community at all times. It was great, okay? And she was the best ASM artist, okay? You know, who knows what the fuck that is? Who cares? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. I like ASMR. Hoo-hoo. I got banned. Just let me go into my rant at the end of my show. Fuck off. Talk about ASMR a little bit. I'm a jack of many trades. I would love to show you her oldest videos, because that's her best stuff. It's her old stuff. Her new stuff is weird and not good anymore. When she had less than 500 views, her ASMR was the greatest. Because she was using an iPhone, and they made iPhones so that the left speaker and the right speaker are separate, so you get the real ASMR effect. And she, I don't know, she didn't even know she was taking advantage of it. She was normie as fuck. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's hard to put into words all of this. Let me try to find it. And now YouTube makes it so you can't sort by oldest videos anymore. I can't go back to her oldest videos. I have to scroll down and down and down, and I can't look at her oldest stuff, which is her best stuff. See, 2 years ago, she doesn't even show her oldest videos. It was so funny because she even posted, which she's right-leaning a little bit, because she posted a video of Joe Biden falling down the stairs. And she made a funny about it, and everyone flipped out! Everyone flipped out on her channel, and so she deleted it immediately. But I knew it was there still. I knew it was there still. Should have downloaded it. Frustrating. Now it's gone forever. But these are her best videos, these videos. And it's sad because looks like she deleted a lot of her videos. Sad. Those were her best ones. They're gone now. YouTube is just frustrating. A lot of it gets gone off the internet forever. Oh, there's two people watching. Chat even working? Oh my gosh, I had to refresh, and now chat is working. Hello! Hello, Spring Badger. Hello. Talking about ASMR randomly, I don't know why. I'm frustrated today. I'm frustrated about everything. This chick, she'd get... I mean, I wish I could show her oldest videos, because they had no views and stuff. That's probably why she deleted them. But they were her best stuff, and now they're gone forever. Frustrating. I told her that she should make videos under a minute, which was around right here. Look, 1 minute ASMR. She's doing all these 1 minute ASMRs. This is when she became super popular. That was around 1 year ago. So I was if I go into these, you'll probably see some of my comments. You'll probably see my main YouTube account, actually. Better not go into those. I miss her old videos. Her new videos suck. I have no 3D audio. They're just... She got super popular and all the other ASMR, like... She used to have less than 1,000 subs. Now she has 124,000 subs. She's one of the most popular up-and-coming ASMR artists on YouTube. And all these other people want to get in her little videos and collab because she's the greatest and she's so nice. But she's just a normie. It's all frustrating. Everyone gets big and they turn shit. Every single time someone becomes big and successful, they turn to shit. Every time. Hate it. I wish they didn't turn to shit. I wish people didn't turn to shit. Look, this is her husband too. Look at this cuck. At least they're making white babies though, you know? This audio sucks. I don't know why people like these videos. This is all she does now. Look at this fucking pathetic manlet. Weird. ASMR is weird if you don't get it. It just is. Just, oh well. ASMR is weird, but let's look at let's watch one of her old videos. It's so much better. Her old stuff is so much better. I'll play one of them. It's really good. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be so much better. I'm gonna go like a year ago. The stapler. I love the stapler. The chaotic stuff.
Here we go. 5 minute video for people with ADHD. First thing I want you to do is just look at the pink. Tell me how many circles you see on here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is there 8? Is there 2? How many are there? Tell me really quick. Okay, perfect. We'll do the same thing with the other one here. I want you to tell me how...
This one's kind of annoying, but whatever. Not a good example. The thing with ASMR is you have to be super comfortable and relaxed and it's hard to explain. Like kind of like a hypnosis type state almost for it to be effective. I don't even know what I'm talking about right now. What do I do? Where do I go? What do I talk about? Why can't I go to the post? God, dogs. KC117 says, specifically, I watched your GameStop part and your fighting game part, and we played Guilty Gear. On a side note, I see Future Lou did some selective editing for the gameplay portion. He said some editing. I did a little selective editing. You gotta get the gist of it, you know? That's what all the other YouTubers do. Why not? But I had to get in the groove of it, you know? I had to get in the groove. Just cut out the bad parts, you know? Just cut out the bad parts. How did my day go? Well, I started the day by sleeping. And then I woke up and talked to my grandparents a little bit. And they had to go do a bunch of chores in town. It's like, okay, go and do those chores. And I fed the cats. And then I went and slept more. Then I woke up and my YouTube account was banned. And I was like, fucking goddammit. motherfuckers. I played a little bit of One Piece, and then I went back to fucking sleep. I just sleep. I'm a sloth, guys. I'm not sleeping. I'm working at my job. That's what I'm doing. Yep. I need more caffeine. More caffeine. Yep. More caffeine required. That's it. That's a show. That's the show. My cats need me. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love you all. Here's a very short show. I hope you enjoyed it. See you tomorrow.
So you saw me eat that hot pocket I found in the garbage?
Yes.
Any thoughts on that?
No.
Oh, man, I like it.